One of the great things about partnering up with Path for Success, Lauren and Kerry do everything they can to put benefits out there for their players. One of the things they have done recently is partner up with StrikeAlign. StrikeAlign has provided them with a code word that will get you 20% off all of your books. StrikeAlign is a great yardage book that I've seen many kids use and many golf courses sell on site. The discount code is PATH for Success. PATHFORE Success. That code will get you 20% off at StrikeAlign.
Welcome, because you are now listening to From the Cart Path with your host, Trent Roberts, bringing you tips, support, and player recognition and education with the experts for parents and junior golfers in Indiana. This is From the Cart Path with your host, Trent Roberts.
Hey everyone, this is Trent Roberts again with From the Cart Path. This week we have a special two-sport athlete. He is the quarterback of the current state champion Brownsburg Bulldogs, and he is also on the Brownsburg Golf High School team. And a little bit about Oscar before we get going is he, in his past couple of years, he's got 3 wins on the Hurricane Tour in 2023, 1 win in 2024, and he has a win on the Indiana Junior Golf Tour in 2023 at Richmond Elks. So, Oscar, welcome, first of all. First things first is, how did you get involved in golf?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me today. But I guess just kind of going on that story, back when I was younger, I played football, soccer, and ice hockey. And when I was in first grade, I had a tumor in my hip. So it was actually a hip fracture. So the doctors told me I might not ever play contact sports ever again. So I picked up a non-contact sport. And that sport ended up being golf. So I guess it's everything's just grown from there. But it's really been a blessing in my life to kind of have this game in my life now.
What age were you when you picked up the game?
I was eight around then. I mean, I always kind of loved miniature golf, stuff like that. My dad used to cut down the grass in our front yard to make it like a putting green surface. So we used to putt there too. So I have some really fond memories with him and just stuff like that. It's really kind of built my love for the game. You know, obviously that's continued to today.
How often would you and your dad go out and play when you were young?
We would go out just depending on the season, obviously, with football and other sports to be busy. But you know, there's some weeks where we'd be out there every day, or there'd be some weeks where we might only be out there once or twice. But you know, just being able to spend that quality time with him and have him drive the golf cart around is some of my best memories that I've had. So it's obviously been a blessing.
How often is he the one that normally would take you to your tournaments, or would that be your mother?
It's a mix of both. They obviously, the sacrifice that they've made, I value a lot. So it just depended. And I've had some super great memories with them on some of those trips.
When did you begin playing in tournaments?
I began playing probably not long after when I picked up the game. So probably when I was 9 or 10 was probably when I started really getting into things. And, you know, everything kind of picked up from there.
What was it? Were you playing on U.S. Kids Circuit, or what kind of tournaments were you playing?
Both, primarily. And then a couple, U.S. Kids is there as well.
Okay, cool. Now, what course were you growing up on playing?
So I've always kind of been Brownsburg with the West Chase. I grew up playing Gray Eagle a decent amount too. I don't know if you're familiar with that. And then obviously Woodstock Country Club, right on 38th Street. It's been a place that's been really good as well.
How did you grow up growing on Gray Eagle? Because that's kind of across town.
Yeah, it is. But I guess just being up north, whether that be with football or hockey stuff. So I used to be up at the Fisher's Fuel Tank. Okay. Kind of up golf up there, so Gray Eagle is always pretty convenient to that. So we used to make that trip, just trip across the street almost, and go play Gray Eagle for a little bit.
Yeah, we've had some great memories ourselves at Gray Eagle with the kids. Just
yeah,
I'm probably like your dad. I have those memories of when you guys were little, and just sitting in the cart, and it's like you want to get out there and tee it up with us at the 400 yards. We're like, no, wait. We're going to put you up here, right? And that's then it's right. Getting out, just hit shots with us and be out there and have fun with us. Those are my best memories. And that's probably, I would say, those would be some of your dad's just kind of hanging out in the golf cart.
Yeah, too. He's just kind of in the cart. He might be reading a book, But just being able to spend that time out there with them is something that's super special.
That's awesome. So now I know you got into tournaments and the last couple of years you had 5 wins. How much time, obviously, with you being a 2-sport athlete and you being one of the top recruits in your class in 2027 as a quarterback, how much time have you been able, not this year, but even kind of going into your freshman year, how do you split that time being able to put into golf and into football?
So I guess with football, obviously during the fall, football is pretty much full force. So, you know, you're at it, I mean, 7 days a week pretty much. But something that's nice these past couple of years is I'll go out to Woodstock and get in a quick 9 or 18 in the evenings on Sunday. It's just always a really good end of the week. I mean, a good change of pace, you know, obviously being out there and you have your Friday games and, you know, those are always a pretty big. And obviously just going into Saturday and Sunday and kind of resetting is always something that I think is super important. But I guess in past years too, it's been nice just being able to, you know, whether that be go work out or go throw with some teammates and then just head to the golf course right after. It's been something that's been super, super great. And just being able to have that change of pace, like I said earlier too, like you can go from the football field to the golf course and 5-10 minutes, and you know, all of a sudden you're out there playing with buddies again too. So it's been just been awesome.
What's it like when you're in season and you actually get to go play 9 holes when you're going down to Woodstock?
Yeah.
Are you by yourself or with somebody? And what's that time like, just kind of like resetting yourself?
Yeah, so there it's a mix between, so I'll be by myself sometimes, I'll be with grandparents sometimes. So, you know, obviously being able to spend time with them is special. Sometimes I'll be with friends, so whether that be kids from my golf team or even friends from football. I've started playing golf with some of my friends from football over here recently. So obviously being able to spend that time with them and be able to see them get on the golf course, it's not always pretty, but, you know, we always have a great time out there.
So. Is it your offensive line that's coming out with you?
Not them. I don't know if I could be allowed to let them come out, but, you know, have quarterbacks I know across the state come out. It's been pretty cool.
That's cool. So this year, obviously it's your sophomore year on the team, and this has been a pretty big year for the beginning stages of your recruiting life and all of that going on. How are you mixing that right now? How do you balance that?
At the end of the day, I'm just taking everything as it comes. Like, obviously, you're only going to get these opportunities once. So just being able to enjoy them, and obviously have a great, great support staff around me. So obviously having them help manage everything alongside of me has been something that's been super great for me. But also, at the same time, you know, just I'm playing football and I'm playing golf for the love of the game. Like, I'm not feeling like there's not anything else that's pushing me to do it besides the love for the game that I have. So, you know, obviously it's just been great to be able to do it and to be able to do it for the right reasons, that being like just being able to love the game and love being out on the course of the football field.
What's it like being around your teammates in the golf course?
I mean, it's awesome. Like I have the best teammates in the state. I have the best coaches in the state. I mean, those are where some of my best friends come from. Obviously being able to spend those nights out on the golf course with them, those evenings, being able to go play 18 or 9 after practice and then go get food after, is some of those best memories that you'll have. So, I mean, my teammates have been super supportive in everything that I do. And they've just been a great blessing in my life to have them be alongside of me.
Now, you and I talked a little bit before this, you've had 2 trips before your seasons have begun this year. Your first trip was with your swing coach, Mike Abbott. Let's talk a little bit about that trip. How did that come about and where did you guys go and how much golf was done while you were there?
So with Mike, I mean, Mike's a great dude. I mean, both him and his son are great people just to spend time with. So obviously being able to go on that trip down to Florida with him was something that's super awesome, created some great memories down there. And, you know, we played some beautiful courses down there, got some great time practicing in there as well. I mean, obviously the kids I was playing with too, I mean, they just made the experience of the trip that much more special. And we got a decent amount of golfing in down there too, to say the least. Like we had some great, great days. I think we were down there 4 days, 3 or 4 days, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, we'd be at the golf course all day, whether that be practicing or playing. So, you know, those are the trips that you'll look back on when I'm older. And, you know, those are stuff that you definitely value. And it's obviously just to have that opportunity is super special.
What's it been like working with Mike? I know you said you've started going to him at the beginning of the winter.
Yeah. I mean, it's been awesome. Just just who he is as a person is awesome. But then just what he's been able to help me with my swing and everything else has been great too. Obviously, I probably haven't been able to work with him nearly as much as I'd like to, but I guess now just continuing to get back and just grow and, you know, just getting 1% better each day.
One of the things I've always laughed about with Mike is if you close your eyes and speak to him, and then if you've ever watched Ted Lasso, is there's a lot of similarities in their voice. And Mike always has his wisdoms too that they kind of make you laugh and think of Ted during those moments. So next time you see him, just kind of be like, oh my gosh, he does sound like him. And you're going to send me a note and agree with me at that point. So one of the things, and I want to talk about, you were really excited to talk about your Brownsburg program before we started. Yep. And one of the things that interested me was obviously, boy, when I have a few moments, whatever it is throughout the day, that's when you guys see me make a lot of posts, whether it's in the evening or early in the morning.
Yeah.
And I remember when some of you started posting about your trip down to Tennessee as a team.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Where did you guys go? How many of you went? And what was that like?
Yeah, so this trip is awesome. These past 2 years, it's just been one of the best trips of the best trips I've been able to experience in my lifetime. So we were kind of going to a suburb of Knoxville called Fairfield Glade. And, you know, it's a great, great place to be. The people there are awesome. The courses there are awesome too. But just being able to be down there with my teammates and coaches, I mean, just that experience is awesome. Like, we're all staying together and, you know, being able to be out on the golf course all day together, practicing and playing is obviously super fun with the teammates I have. And, you know, they just make it that much more special. But being able to go back and have Coach Maples and his family cook dinner for us is something that's also great. They make some great food, and, you know, we all love being able to be together and laugh about our day out on the course and, you know, just be able to talk and continue just to grow closer as a team.
How great of a cook is he?
He's pretty good. He's a lot better than you expect, both him and his family. I mean, they do a great job with everything. Like, it's almost I feel like I'm at home down there with him cooking. So it's pretty impressive.
What was the best meal that he made while you're down there?
They made some tacos, which are phenomenal. They do a really good job with breakfast too. I mean, we kind of go same thing every day with toast and bacon and eggs, but I mean, it's the classic as we all know it is, but they do a great job with that as well.
What is it about your teammates that makes the season so special for you?
It's a great question. I just think for me, it's the people they are. Like, we obviously have some really great golfers on our team, but I think we have some even better people. So just the memories, and whether that be on the course or that's at Chipotle after practice, you know, we love being able to talk with each other, and just the friendships that I've built. It's something that's super special. Like, I don't think you have that on every team in the country. Like, I think just the friendships and how close we are as a team is something that's super special. Like, I don't think you're going to find a better team out or another team out there that is as closely knit as we are.
Now, one of the things we talked about before the podcast too is obviously you're at a position right now with the recruiting process where you're having to balance your season and the recruiting process. How has your team been during all of this? And kind of what's the response been? Are they excited for you? What's going on? Just talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, going back to the kind of people they are, I mean, they're just super supportive of me and everything that I do. So no matter what, whether it be or wherever I'm going, you know, they're super supportive. And obviously, I love being able to be at the course with them when I can. And, you know, we love being able to spend our time together. But at the end of the day, like, I think we both understand things, and, you know, obviously having their support and everything that I do is something that's super important to me.
Now, we haven't talked about academics at all. And I know one of the things you told me when we first started speaking was the balancing act of football, academics, and golf. How has that been going for you? How was the year trying to balance everything that was going on?
Academically. It's good. So obviously taking four APs, you know, it's challenging. Like, there obviously there's just challenges that it presents. But I think, you know, that's what you want. Like, you don't want everything just to be a cakewalk. Like, you want to have your challenges in your life, and you want to have stuff that pushes you. So obviously just being able to grind everything out, whether that be on the course or the field or the classroom. I mean, those teach you valuable lessons and skills that you can kind of translate on later into your life.
Perfect. So with all that being said, academically, what do you want to major in when you do go to college?
So I either want to get into like finance, and I guess kind of a long time dream would kind of get into the medical field. So when I was younger, I really wanted to be an orthopedic surgeon. And I have an uncle that's actually that, and he's pretty well established in the Hendricks County area, which is obviously great for him. Just being able to talk with him though, and you know, it's just being able to have that dream since I was younger, something that's still kind of going today. So I guess we'll see how everything plays out, and you know, just trust God's plan, whatever he has in store.
Absolutely. How did that become one of the dreams to become in that field?
I think just being able to talk with my uncle, and obviously being an orthopedic surgeon, you're still dealing with sports. So like for the passion and love that I have, like with sports, obviously being an orthopedic surgeon, you'll be dealing with sports injuries. Whether that be like ACL tears, which are unfortunate, but you know, they're a part of the game. So just having that and kind of sticking in that field and being able to communicate with other athletes at times, like he had a partnership with the Bengals and the Cincinnati Bearcats back in the day. You know, that'd obviously be something that's super cool. And I guess just the skills and traits that it requires to be an orthopedic surgeon, like obviously being able to serve others is a passion that I have. Like obviously we're called here to serve others. So being able to do that, but also to be very technical and analytical with everything too, something I think I possess.
So let me ask this question. What's harder? 4th and 2, 30 seconds to go in the game, or 5-foot putt to win a tournament?
It's different as they may seem. I think they're very similar at the end of the day. And I think you experience so many of them where it's just, I mean, it comes like second nature. Like I think you get used to it at the end. So it's been just being able to experience these things, like they translate in a way a little bit too, whether that be clutch shots or, you know, big plays on the field. Like I think there are stuff that translates from both, which has been something that's super special and super cool to see. You know, I think when you ask me that question, it'd be depending on the day and how I'm rolling it. I think 4th and 2, you know, I feel like we're always pretty dead set, but you know, I have my days where everything's dropping, and you know, I have my days where maybe not nearly as much is going in as I'd like.
What's the best part of your golf game?
I've always been a fairly good ball striker. So obviously just being able to do that and, that's been good. But I think, other than that, I think more than anything, it's my intangibles, just the traits that I possess, that you can't really quantify, whether that be my grittiness or toughness and just being able to grind out rounds that may not seem great to start off with, whether that be like a 42-38 or a 42-36, like it's stuff like that. And that's stuff that translates not just on the golf course, but in daily life, which I think is important. That's something that golf's really taught me and something that I've been able to take away from golf and move it on to other aspects of life.
Are you able to work with a mental coach at all?
Not really. I'd say at the end of the day, my mental coach is my dad. I mean, he's super just, I mean, you're not going to find a dude that's really any better than him. And I listened to the book Inner Excellence by Jim Murphy. So there have been some great takeaways I've been able to take away from that and kind of translate into my golf game or my football game or just being able to live day-to-day life.
What's in that book that's helped you?
So it's a mix. So it kind of blends like some Christian, like biblical aspects to just having like a good, positive, like sports mindset. So just something recently that I even heard today was like, so you can obviously it's important, like winning is giving your 100, but some days your 100 is not going to be what your 100 is on your other days. So on those days, you might only be able to give like 60% of your 100. You better give 100% of that 60. And you know, there've been other things too, like just knowing like we're all worshiping something at the end of the day. So it's just being able to like prioritize what we need to, and you know, stuff like that's been able to translate. And, I mean, it's just been something that's been super interesting. And some of the stories that Jim Murphy has told, and also some of the facts that he's brought out too, have been super interesting to hear.
I think it's always great to find what can help you when you're out there, because obviously you're the position you play in football and being on the golf course, it's you making those decisions. It's you. You're the one that's making the decision where the ball is going to get thrown or who's going to hand it off to at that given moment. And on the golf course, it's, I got a tree in front of me. If I try to go through that tree, here's what's going to happen. How am I going to play this hole? Am I okay taking that bogey, or do I punch it out here, or do I go for it? It's kind of the same thing in a lot of ways at times, from what I've seen in my past. Now, with it all being said, we're in the current midst of the high school season. How has that been going for you?
It's been good. Obviously, just being able to find a balance between the golf season and the football season. Obviously, I love the game of golf at the end of the day. So being out there when I can, whether that be practicing or playing, is something that I love to do. Like, I'm very passionate about the game. And, you know, there have been people in my life that have wanted me to stop playing golf just so I can focus primarily on football. And I've told them no. Like, obviously, I want to keep playing golf because I love the game. So just being able to continue to do that, it's been busy. But like we said, being busy isn't always a bad thing. I think it's a good thing at the end of the day.
Well, real quick, I would say tell people to go Google quarterbacks that play golf. And who are some of those that you've seen that were able to do both?
So obviously, I think one of the best golfers that played quarterback would be Tony Romo. Obviously, we see a lot of stuff about him. We see stuff like all the time, though, I think, on TV, whether that be Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, I think, was out playing with Scottie Scheffler a couple of days ago.
Peyton just hit a house, though, too. So.
That's right. So it's obviously pretty much a lot of the greats, you know, you see out on the golf course as well, which is pretty cool.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think quarterbacks have the ability to be a great golfer as well as a great quarterback?
I think it's some of the intangibles. Obviously, being a quarterback requires a lot of rigorous film study or attention to detail and work like that that golf also obtains. So just being able to have some of those traits that kind of translate from both, I think, is something that makes it important. But also just like the determination factor. I think obviously like just being able to put in the practice, like that stuff, like during the football season, I mean, we're putting hundreds of hours a week into film and obviously working on our craft as well over the summer and spring and obviously in the fall as well. But just there's a lot of traits that kind of back and forth from both football and golf.
So do you use a yardage book when you play golf?
I do.
You just answered my next question probably for me. Why do you think it's important to have that yardage book for you?
I think, you know, at the end of the day, like when you're watching film as a quarterback, you're kind of doing it and you're kind of getting an edge up on like on what you can do in advance. So it's like doing stuff like being able to prepare and have that like hard work and preparation kind of can outweigh some of the pressures or fear that you might have going into it. So just being able to get like at the end of the day, I want to do whatever I can to get an edge up on anybody around me or just do so I can help do my best. Something I'm going to do. So being able to have that is very similar to that. So just being able to map out things is kind of like an extra source of comfort. And our head coach as well does a really good job. So he kind of maps out like a scouting report every week. So obviously, I mean, that's what you get in football too. So being him doing that is something that you might not see done by every coach. So obviously him doing that is super special and I'm just super grateful for all he does.
What's in that scouting report that he gives you?
You might have to keep that classified. Like, I don't know if we're allowed to get that out there. We'll have to leave that. You'll have to ask the man himself, but you know, we have some stuff just about the courses we're playing and just about kind of lines we should take and stuff like that.
What are some of your favorite courses that you get to play during the season?
So I obviously being able to play foul was pretty cool. Ewan, great course. You know, obviously there's challenge, you like got to leave everything below the holes. You know, I definitely give West Chase and Brownsburg its props too. That's it's been great to us and our team. So you know, we're obviously grateful for all they did.
There's a lot of great courses in this area a lot of great opportunities for you kids. Now, I know you've mentioned you've been able to play in four Saturdays this year. Where has that been and how did you do?
I mean, it's been good. So we were up in Chestnut Hills in Fort Wayne one weekend, which was obviously a great trip. I actually went down a day early, or our whole team did, with one of our teammates who had a lake house up there. So, you know, we obviously had a great night together before and we were able to play pretty good the next day. We also played at Woodwind, really in our area, so we were able to not too far of a travel. So that was a good day. It was a cold one, but it's a good one. We obviously played at Trophy Club for the Brownsburg Invitational. So you're not going to get a day much windier than that one. So it's a challenging day out there.
We talked a little bit about that earlier. If there's 20 mile per hour winds at Trophy Club and there's no trees, it's a different course.
It is. It really is.
And as soon as you figure out that wind at Trophy Club, the wind changes direction. You're like, okay, what do I do now?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like everything you try to do to get an edge up ends up being trashed in about a shot or two. So it's like
the defense changing schemes on you in the middle of the game.
That's exactly right. It's exactly right. Once you find it out, or once you find out that you finally figured it out, I mean, it seems like all of a sudden you lost it again. So it's a challenge, but you know, that's why you play the game. You want to face those challenges and adversity.
Awesome, Oscar. I think what I've loved about our conversation so far is how determined you are and how you've been able to relate why you golf and what golf challenges you, but it also helps you mentally, I think, relieve yourself from those, just getting that break from, like, even during football season, you're getting a little bit of a break and it allows you to get that extra free time. So with, obviously, you're coming to the summer, how much time do you think you'll have this summer to be able to play with your buddies and with everything else going on?
Yeah. So I think our football team, we're a morning practice team. So we practice 7:30 to 11. So that's something where you can go to practice and we get our lift in as well. And then, you know, you just head out to the golf course with some buddies in the afternoon. So obviously that's just a really great routine to have in your life. And just, that's something where just being able to balance them and be able to play with buddies and family is something that's super special. You know, tournament wise, it's tough just with football and stuff like that. But you know, whenever I can, you know, that's obviously something you want to do and you want to compete. So yeah.
That's great. How do you think next season is going to be football wise?
I think we're going to be good. I mean, we really didn't lose many seniors. We only lost one on offense. So I think we're going to be in a really good position to reload and time you to just grow off what we did last year. I think the teammates that I have around me, it's going to be something special, I think, again, in the works.
When does that all start? Is it August? When does the team practices start, like that are official practices?
So our official practices start this Monday. We've really been doing stuff throughout the spring. So the only real break we had was kind of from state championship weekend, which was Thanksgiving weekend, to winter break. So we had about the month period. But you know, at the end of the day, I think something special about our team is we're still going to go and get work in, like whether that be mandatory or whether that be stuff where it's just me texting buddies and say like, hey, let's go out to the field and get some throws in today. You know, we're gonna get it done. So that's something that I think that's helped us get us into the position. And that's something you also see in our golf program too. Like we have kids that are, I mean, I think, especially as of recently, we've had kids that have started really growing in that sense where we're doing this extra stuff and helping us get to where we want to be.
But speaking of your program, what's the class breakdown that you guys have on your varsity roster right now?
So we've got a couple seniors, two seniors, but we're really sophomore heavy. So our sophomore going into junior class, we've got some studs for sure, to say the least. And we've also got a couple good juniors as well. So I think we're going to be in a pretty good position, like our football team, to reload and get ready to go again next year.
How do you feel about the team's chances at a state run this year?
I feel confident. I feel really confident with our guys. You know, at the end of the day, like when I'm able to go out there, there's no other group of guys I'd rather be out there with. I mean, I'm super, super confident in them and their abilities. And obviously we've seen what they can do, when they're on their A game, and I'm sure they're going to keep continuing to bring it.
Speaking of the sophomore class, how many sophomores does Brownsburg currently have?
I know we have about 6 or 7. I think we even have more than that just on our roster right now, which is 16 or 17 kids. So we're really heavy. And then on our varsity team, we have 2 to 3-ish, depending on the week. So I think our sophomore class is something. And our eighth grade year in middle school, we have two separate middle schools in Brownsburg, East and West. But both were pretty big powerhouses. So it's pretty cool. So we'll kind of continue to see how everything shapes out, but I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing how your team does. I know it's a tough direction for you guys. Obviously, that northwest, west part of the city, there's so many strong teams. And yeah. I can't even remember off the top of my head. What regional does Brownsburg play in? Are you guys up in Lafayette?
We were at Coyote Crossing with Westfield and Zionsville and Carmel. We play our sectional at Fox Cliff in Martinsville, and then we kind of moved to Coyote Crossing from there, which, yeah.
Yeah, what a regional, right?
Sure, but, you know, I'm confident in the with the guys, so.
Yeah, you guys have taken down some of those teams. The team won the Yulin Invitational. Right. So, or was it the Yulin? Or which one was it that you guys? Yeah. It was Yulin. And that's where you guys came out of nowhere ranking wise to get to the top 10 and the sixth place. Was that a pretty exciting day for the team?
Oh, for sure. Just being able to see what our team can do. Sometimes I think that put a lot of confidence in our guys and our coaches, just in our program. And it's nice to kind of finally see some of that stuff and the work that we put in pay off. Obviously for them to see what they were able to accomplish as a team and, you know, bounce back off of past weeks we might have had. Was something that was super cool. I was obviously super proud of them and all they were able to accomplish.
So last question of the night before we end the show, who wins the NBA series?
I hope the Pacers win. In all honesty, I'm not a super big NBA guy.
I can tell because the game's going on right now and I just, you know, I'd rather talk about this than watch that game sometimes.
Sure, I'm a huge Michael Jordan fan, Larry Bird guy. So me and my dad, we love going back and watching past NBA games and series and documentaries like The Last Dance. But
when it was a game,
you know, Hoosier, I hope the Pacers win. So we'll see everything plays out.
Who's your? I'm not even going to ask you who your favorite college teams are. It's not fair to do to you right now. So basketball wise, I probably could because that could be totally separated. But I'm not going to do that to you right now, Oscar, because if any coaches end up listening to this, I don't want to give anybody any inside information if you have a favorite program because that's not fair to you. So, well, I tell you, I look forward to seeing how the Brownsburg Bulldogs do in the golf tournament. However, I can't wait to see you guys in football this year. Now, is the HSC game at HSC this year or is it in Brownsburg?
No, it'll be in Brownsburg this year.
Okay. I may have to make my way out there to watch you guys. Yeah. Well, Oscar, thanks for your time tonight. And again, good luck the rest of the golf season. And to be honest, enjoy the ride that you're going to be on over the next couple of years and enjoy all the places you get to visit. And like I told you in the Instagram note I sent you, start ranking all the college golf courses. So when these coaches call you, they can start letting you know how great of a college golf course they have.
For sure. It's a must do. But I appreciate you having me on tonight. It's obviously great being able to talk with you for a while. And just the conversation we had was special for sure. So I appreciate you a lot.
All right. Thanks, Oscar.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of From the Card Path with your host, Trent Roberts. Please be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so that you never miss an episode.